Charlie and his boys.
Hey, Brandy, this is Daniel Nelson again with Local Splash. How you doing?
Hi. Okay, so I have a couple questions.
Shoot.
Let's see. How long does it take for the ads to go up?
Okay, so 3 to 5 days, we're going to have you submitted to 60 online directories, okay? Within 7 to 10 days, your Facebook ads will be live and your Google listing will be live. For full optimization to show up for all 15 keyword phrases, the timeline we send you in writing for that is 30 to 45 days.
Okay, so the Google, you said how many days?
Google, it's going to be live in 7 to 10. And for it to rank
to
on
10.
The first page, it's 30 to 45 days for all 15 keywords.
First page. 15 to 45?
30 to 45.
30 to 45. I'm just writing it down.
Yeah,
30
we
to 45.
You with your invoice. Yeah.
Oh, you said 15 keywords. Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And just to clarify to you, our timelines, we like to under-promise and over-deliver, right?
Right.
So you can see
right.
results faster, but what we send in writing is to expect 30 to 45 days for all 15 keywords on the first page of Google, but your listing will be live within 7 to 10 days, and your Facebook ads will be live in that time frame as well, 7 to 10 days.
Okay. So now if I started off without Facebook, but with everything else, that's $149. What if I wanted to add Facebook later?
It's you could do that anytime. Yeah, it'll be, so we require a minimum of $100 towards the Facebook ads to get you enough traction. After
right.
we do the 100, if, for example, it's not taking that whole budget, it rolls to the next month, but then we can always play with it, like put it down to 50, or you can up your Facebook ad budget as well if you're just killing it on there. But starting out, we require $100 towards it. And it all goes to the Facebook ads.
Okay, so I'm asking because what I did was with Facebook, I started ads. So I wanted to start with you. And then, you know what I mean? If I'm not getting nothing from it, then add it to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so our Facebook department is ran by Lydia and Kyle. Kyle has, like, this British accent. You'll love them. They're like, Facebook gurus, though. So if you're getting good results by you doing it on your own, you can kind of spitball ideas off of them, too. But if you wanted us to take it over for you, you could do that at any point in time.
Okay, so what I think I'll do then to start is just do the, was it the pro package without Facebook?
Yes, correct.
So I could start
that. Link your Facebook page to the tracking system. That way, when you add a new photo or promotion, it'll automatically load to all your listings, you know?
Okay.
All right, so
what listings would that be? What?
You get 60 directories total. That's just a booster presence. So, like, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Apple, Amazon, Alexa, like, literally all across the internet. But Google is the main place where the calls are going to come from.
Okay. Wait, I'm going to put you on speakers. Daughter can hear you talking to me because she's way better with this kind of stuff than I am. Victoria, listen real quick.
Hi, Victoria. Nice to meet you.
He said that we're going to go on 60 local online directories, which is going to be...
It's going to be directories like Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Apple, Amazon, Alexa, a bunch you've probably never heard of either, like Kutso, Hot Frog, Yellow Moxie. The main reason we submit you to all those directories, Victoria, is to boost your online presence so that you could rank on the first page of Google.
Mm-hmm. So more people look and see or whatever it'll put you. Okay, I see.
Apple would probably be good
because
I get Apple news every day.
Oh, you do? Okay. And then you're saying when I change what, it'll go on those.
Oh, so we give you a tracking system, and when you add a new photo or a promotion, right, that you may be running, like a Black Friday special or a veteran special, et cetera, what's going to happen is that's going to automatically load to all your directories. So you do it all from one spot.
Okay. You got that?
It's super easy. The tracking system, we send you guys a YouTube video of how to use it. But once you get in there too, Victoria, you'll love it. Like, you could request reviews. You could put any specials you're running. You could track all your results and add new photos. And it's kind of like your hub, right? You're able to do all these directories all from one spot with the software that's in it, you know? So instead of having to go through every single directory and add a photo, I mean, that would be a job in itself. We make it where when you add a photo, it submits it to all those directories all from one spot. Super easy.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. That sounds good. And then, oh, and that was my other question. You were saying it would be like Google for people that like search in our area. Is that what you said?
Yes. So the map section, right, it's only going to range out to about a 15-mile radius because it's dependent off of your local area, right? So you can't show up in the maps like from New York, right? It's just impossible to get outside of that area. That's when you use ads, like your Facebook ads. You're able to target any type of radius, you know?
Okay. So we could do 15 miles from where we're at. And then the ads would cover the rest, you're saying?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And those ads, now, is that something you guys do, or is that something I have to set up?
Well, you mentioned to me you're trying to do the Facebook ads on your own currently. But what I'd recommend, ultimately, you're going to want to use our Facebook department because 100% of your Facebook marketing budget goes towards the ads. And they're, like, experts in it. Like, Lydia and Kyle, they're, like, Facebook gurus. I'll even send you, like, a text right now of a current client's Facebook ad. That way you could see the type of work they do. But they do, like, it's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to do Facebook yet. We're just going to do Google and all that. Mm-hmm. But later we can add on Facebook where they'll put ads on the Facebook. But I just did it this morning, so I don't want to pay them and them, you know.
Oh, you take Facebook for
Okay, so we'll start off because then we would, because they're having a special, so it's usually $199 to do all that, $149 a month.
Oh, my God.
And so.
You're locked into that rate, too. It'll never go up on you. If you guys choose to do the Facebook ads, remember, we just require starting out at least $100 towards that budget. So we can get you the type of traction you want.
Okay.
How much is it going to be when you add
Facebook? 100 more. When we do Facebook. It's usually 300, so it's 249. But that's Google, Facebook, everything. So if it works for us, we don't mind.
So whatever you're getting right now, it's going to be Google or no?
Yeah. All the stuff he just named to you, all the stuff, that's what we are getting. All this for Android, smartphones, tablets, all those things.
Right.
So it's all this without Facebook right now.
Yeah, all that means in there is, like, no matter the device they search off of, you'll show up as a top recommended option.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's easy. It's like a little it's just something you have to switch on your Google page, so we take care of that. That way, because a lot of people search from their phones and tablets now, so you want to come up on every device, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And then you said, okay, so where does the original ad come from that's going to show on Google and all that? Is it something I create or something you create?
It's something we create. So what's going to happen is we're going to create you a Google business profile, which you'll be the owner on. So you own that page. We're added on as a manager. That way we can optimize it. We do your posts, your keyword phrase tags to it to make sure that it's optimized correctly. But it's something we create. Yeah.
Okay. So I want to make sure. I'll calm down. I just wanted to make sure because I'm like, I'm not very good at that kind of stuff. Yeah, tell them I'll call them right back. Okay. All right. Well, it sounds good. Then we'll go ahead and go with the, you know, the pro pack to start. And like
I'm
said,
so
cancel or whatever through Facebook. I just don't want to pay, you know, them at the same time. And I don't know how easy it is to cancel, but it should be easy.
It's super easy, and our Facebook department could even walk you through it. I think they're even able to transition the funds you put in there to what we're doing, but we'll cross that bridge later. I'm so happy you're trusting us, though. When I saw that message earlier, I was like, oh, no. I was looking forward to our call, you know. I mean, you'll love this program. So I'm just going to...
You go to Facebook now. Now, our Facebook is really weird because I don't know what I did wrong. But I actually had to create the account under my name. So it's kind of like where I have to switch over for the company profile.
Yes, you know that's how all business pages are created on Facebook.
So oh, is it? Okay, wrong. I thought I did
it's
something
weird.
Wrong.
No, it's all created from a personal page, but it's weird. They're not linked together. So when you go to your business Facebook, you'll go from your personal, but they're not like they're not together, if that makes sense. So you did the right thing.
Yeah, it does. I thought I did it wrong.
No, you did it right. Well, yeah, it's so like if clients that sign up, they don't have a business Facebook page, I have them send me their personal page, and what we do is attach a business page to it. So you did it completely right.
Oh, okay. See, look at how that is.
Yeah,
I gotta go online and switch it for it to be. You can't just have a Charlie's Invoice business page.
No.
Okay, and. All right, yeah, I don't know how, like I said, I just actually did it this morning. I don't know how I could cancel, but the Facebook also, they create an ad, and how does that one work?
Yeah, so Facebook ads are awesome. What it is it's retargeting. So if somebody searches for any of your services from their phone, when they go to their Facebook feed, your ad is going to show up on their feed as long as you're in their service radius.
Oh, so that's a larger radius then, right?
Yeah, so you can technically target like the whole U.S. Facebook ads, but you don't want to do that because it's going to take your budget really quick, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So how big of a distance did you say that it should be?
Well, it should just be your radius. So however far you travel or want to travel is what you should set your radius as. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I did it like 40 miles, I believe.
Yeah, I found your Facebook page too right now. I'm gonna text it to you just so I can make sure it's the right one so I attach it correctly, okay?
Okay.
One quick sec. Sending you that text now. All right, here it comes.
I don't know when he said that he would come out here to the river. He knows where we're at. Where are you from?
I'm from California. I'm in Huntington
Beach.
Oh, my
God.
The company's based
out
of Fountain Valley. You came from Huntington Beach or what part?
No, we came from California, but the high desert.
Oh, okay.
We lived out here last year.
Oh, wow.
But I was
telling
her that you said you come to the river.
Oh, yeah. We love – my wife, she's from Apple Valley, you know, so – she moved down here to Huntington. Really? That's so funny. Yeah. She was born in Alabama, but moved to Apple Valley, and she's been there since she was like six, you know? She said she loves it down here way more.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, she went to Apple Valley High and everything. Okay, so I'm going to verify some business info. So the company name, the way you want it branded all across the internet, it's Charlie and His Boys. Is that correct?
Yes, that's the name of the company, Charlie and His Boys, LLC.
Okay.
But we normally have to, like on our trucks and everything, we have to add the epoxy flooring, you know, because otherwise they don't know what it's for. So we usually add that, like, you know, on our advertising.
Okay. I'd recommend that too. So we could do it that way. So Charlie and His Boys, epoxy flooring. Is that how you want it listed?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, I think so because it, you know, it's not in the name and if it's going to be out there, they don't have no idea.
Right. That way they know that's exactly what you do. So I think that'll work better and we'll make sure every directory is listed that way too.
Okay.
We do need to have a postcard from Google sent directly to you guys. What's the best address to send that to?
5572 South Ruby Street.
Okay.
In Fort Mojave, Arizona.
Got it. 86426, right?
Yeah.
All right. So 5572 South Ruby Street, Fort Mojave, 86426. Okay. And so your service radius, it's normally 40 miles. Is that accurate?
Right, yeah. Okay. It is about, well, when I went on the map, you know, for Facebook,
mm-hmm.
that covered Kingman and Lake Havasu, so that's why I'm assuming, you know.
Okay, okay. So out to Kingman and Lake Havasu. I love Havasu, too. I went for the first time there this year, actually. We had I coach football, so we had like a football meeting out there, and man, it was amazing.
Yeah.
They just party all day out there, you know. I don't drink, so all the coaches were drinking, and they were smashed, you know. But so it was funny just watching them all. But okay, 40-mile radius, so it's all epoxy flooring, right? That's the main target. Okay, perfect. All right. And let's see, your hours of operation, how do you want those displayed online?
We could do 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, even just to give some kind of answer. So, but normally they're messaging me till like 9 o'clock at night.
right.
But at least if I have some kind of hours, if I don't answer for some reason till the next day, it won't. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay, so we'll do 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Saturday, Sunday, do you want it, like, by appointment only?
What, to call or to install, are you saying?
So normally your hours are based off of when they're going to call and text, right? Because if they see you close, they may not call. So Saturday, Sunday, I always recommend, you don't have to do jobs that day, but if you put it by appointment only, they still call, you know?
Okay, that's fine. Because right. then they know we're just not in the office of the chance that we wouldn't get right back to them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday by appointment only. Do you accept all forms of payment, cash, check, and credit card?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. All right. So, just for account purposes, what's your last name, Brandy?
Torres.
Torres. T-O-R-E-S?
T-O-R-R-E-S.
Got it. I was close. One more R. And Brandy, is that B-R-A-N-D-Y?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. All right. So the next step to this, what I'm going to do is assign a technician to your company and schedule your client interview with your tech. This is where they do the fun stuff. Keyword phrases. They'll ask you like a questionnaire on your business too, like slogan, main goal for the clients, etc. Before
okay.
I jump into scheduling that for a time that works best for you, I do just need to secure billing information, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you, Brandy. This will outline our service agreement that everything's month-to-month here, no contracts.
Okay, hold on 1 second before you read all that.
Yeah, take your time.
Yeah, I just want to be clear. Okay, so... because I'm still stuck on the Facebook thing. I'm trying to think what to do right now. For the Facebook, they're the ones you said create the ad, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes,
ma'am. Because I'm just trying to see, you know, what part I have to do in that for Facebook.
So what they're going to want your help with on the Facebook ads is just like any content. And that's why they do the, ask you about the slogan, the main goal for your clients, right? Like they want to personalize it to your business so that it like portrays you correctly. But Kyle and Lydia, I mean, they're amazing. You know, I highly recommend the Facebook ads because our average click rate on Facebook with being a partner to Meta, it's only 25 cents a click, and they're professionals, too. So they get you really, really good results.
So, okay, so for the Facebook, oh, God, what was I just going to ask? Oh, so they go into our account. Is that how that works?
They won't go into your personal account, but what they'll be is they'll be added on as a manager to your business Facebook page. So you still own it. We just manage it. That way they can put the ads together for you.
Okay, so they would be manager on that, and then on the Google, it's the same thing. They're a manager on that?
Same thing. You're the owner. We're the manager.
Okay, because I'm wondering if I just did it this morning, and it says it takes, you know, however long to even authorize it or what, I'm wondering if I could cancel it.
Yeah, or if they don't let you cancel it too, what we can do is we can roll your Facebook ad spend into your budget with us, you know? Yeah, I've seen them do that in the past. So depending on how much you put in there, what they can do is they can end up just running those ads for you with your Facebook ad budget because it's attached to your Facebook account already, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think, what do you think I should do, Mitra? Because I didn't want to, or should I make sure I could cancel it first just so it's not...
Cancel what, your Facebook?
No, on my Facebook, I just put to run ads through Facebook this morning, but they're, like, waiting to approve it or what? I have to wait to cancel it so that it's not complicated, like, with them. Okay. Because I think it just says a day, so if anything, I could, you know what I mean, just add it on then.
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll just go ahead and do that, and I'll cancel first, so then it's not complicated, huh? Okay.
Yeah, so all just right. To clarify, you want to start with the pro first and then add the Facebook later, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah, that's no problem at all. In fact, I'll put in, your client interview should be for today, but I'll put in a call for you tomorrow to check on that regarding the Facebook ads. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me see. The card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it Brandy Torres on the card or is there a middle initial too?
Yeah, just Brandy Torres.
Perfect. Billing address, is it the same 5572 South Ruby Street?
Yes.
Awesome. And the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
Capital
Visa.
Visa. Perfect. All right. And I'm ready for that card number when you are.
4802-1388-4670-4823.
Expiration?
926.
All right. And the CVC code?
546.
All right. So what I'm doing now, Brandy, is I coded out the card. I've already assigned the package to your technician. I'm starting the processing of the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up, okay. In the voice verification, it'll ask you some questions already asked, okay?
Okay.
So it reads like this, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Charlie and His Boys, LLC.
Perfect. And we're going Charlie and His Boys Epoxy Flooring, right? Just to clarify?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Yes.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Brandy Torres, partner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is November 22nd, 2022, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $149 for the pro package. And a side note, I'll call you tomorrow about upgrading to the Facebook ads, okay? yeah, I went off script on that one. Your payment will automatically renew each month on the 22nd day in the amount of $149. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. We ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So I could stop sounding like a robot now. So the next step to this is scheduling that interview. We're going to block off a full hour for the appointment, Brandy, but usually it just takes like 20 or 30 minutes. They have two more slots available for today. One's at 2 p.m., the other's at 3. What time works best for you?
2 o'clock.
Awesome. So let me book that in. You're going to get an email calendar invite. It'll say local splash on it, CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English.
Okay.
I always got questions on that, so I just tell you guys right off the bat. Give me one sec. And 1 hour before the appointment, too, you'll be automatically triggered an email reminder and a text reminder, too. So you'll know it's coming.
Okay.
All right. So let me get that sent off. Okay.
Oh, so because legally with Chardon & His Boys LLC, if we advertise, you know, Chardon & His Boys epoxy flooring, that's fine.
So usually you have to register like a doing business as, right? Like a DBA. So you guys could get in the process of doing that, but Google doesn't have any requirements that, like for example, Google has a Google guarantee program where they need to see like the license, the insurance, right? With the correct name, the base program you're under, it doesn't require that. So we can start doing it. Now, in terms of, like, legality with commercial companies you may work with, right, you'll probably want to do the process of adding that on as a DBA to cover you. But for this, it doesn't, like, you can do it is what I'm saying. It's up to you guys, though.
Okay. Well, then, well, because I don't know how the ad's going to show. Is it just Chardon & His Boys, and that's all it's going to say, or is it going to say, like, show part of it that it is epoxy flooring under it? You know what I mean?
No, so it's pretty detailed. Like, it'll show epoxy flooring, right? And then in that ad that I showed you, like, here, let me pull it up real fast.
Because otherwise, we probably should just keep it as Charlie and His Boys then, because I know legally out here, if, like, we have to... What is it? Show our ROC. If our ROC is not on something advertising, it has to show our website, you know, clearly in there or what. So I'm just...
Let's do LLC to start then. And then if you guys want, because here's the thing. When they search epoxy flooring, you'll show up, right? So they'll know that's what you do. But if you want to add epoxy flooring in, I would just start going through the process of doing business as, right? And that way there's no issues. So I already changed it on file. We'll start it as Charlie and His Boys LLC. And then when you give us the green light, it's not like the yellow pages where you got to wait a year for us to print a new book, you know?
On Google, you know, if it says the name of a company underneath it, you could read the first couple lines before you click in it.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right. So we'll do that, too. Yeah, we could put epoxy flooring under it. I'll keep it off of the name, though, to start, okay?
Okay.
So I already changed that. So I have a few more questions for you for the tech side. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
Oh, from you? Phone calls, email, or text. Well, from you guys, probably from you guys, probably email, because that's usually when
So I'll put email preferred. They do, just so you know, they do all three. Like, they have me ask, but they still call email and text. So they just want to know your preference on that side. The company, is it currently licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Again, like I mentioned, it's not necessary for this program, but it would be for our Google Guarantee service. It's currently not an available category, though. For Google Guarantee. I'm actually the main person that sets those accounts up, though. So once it does become available, I would be the one letting you know. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And let's see. Also, one of our newest features, and it's included at no additional charge, okay, it takes 0% battery on your phone. We have an app you can download that tracks all of your calls. Do you want us to include the app for you?
It tracks all our calls. What does that mean? What do you
so
mean?
What it's going to do is, like, when you log into the app, it's going to show you, like, every single call that you got from Google, from Facebook, or any of the directories we submitted you to. It's just a tracking service to show you, like, what you're getting from this.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know why they make me ask. I've gotten a yes on that every time. If you the app's new, so if you guys are like, hey, you know, I don't need this app, just let us know and we can take it off. You know, it's no problem at all. But I've gotten great feedback on it. All my clients like it so far. Okay, I have the Facebook URL. Okay, so I'm gonna put in a call for you tomorrow too. From me. This is just going to be to follow up on Facebook, and then what I would do is schedule an appointment with you, Kyle, or Lydia. What time do you want me to follow up with you tomorrow?
I would say somewhere around the same time, somewhere around 11 is good again.
Okay. All right, so I'll put you in for 11 with me. Again, today, though, you have that appointment at 2, from 2 to 3. And what will happen, I don't have anything scheduled at that time. So as long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I just, like, introduce you to the technician, just so you're aware.
Okay.
Now, I want to get you logged in your tracking system. So we sent you a few more emails. Two of them are going to be from local / support. One's your welcome email, just welcoming you aboard. And the other is your initial invoice. Do you see that in your inbox now?
Hold on just a second. Okay, so I see invitation, a calendar.
Yep. So that when you click yes, it'll just add it to your calendar. But you should have in your inbox, it'll be from local / support. And I think it's titled local / initial invoice.
Okay, local / invoice. I have that.
Perfect. So go ahead and pull up the invoice when you get a chance. And pull it up to – okay. So the fifth line down, it's going to say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So click that blue hyperlink.
Okay.
It's going to take you to a screen that says local / terms of experience. This is all your services, so everything you're paying for in writing – it's everything I went over with you, but just to recap, Google Business Profile Optimization, that is the map section. Directory submissions, there's 60 total. Landing page ignore. We use landing pages for clients that don't have a website, so we're just going to link your website to your name all across the internet.
Okay.
Google Workspace is optional. That's like a business email. If you're interested in a Google Workspace, your tech will go over that with you in the client interview.
Okay.
LSA is that Google Guarantee program I was telling you about. Currently, it's not available for epoxy flooring, but when it does become available, I'll be the one letting you know.
Okay.
Advanced reporting is what I'm going to get you logged into in just one second. Live client support, any changes you want made, everything we do here is in-house. So we're able to make the changes live over the phone. SMS communication just tells you, so when we call, if you're on the phone with like another client, right, we don't want to bombard you with calls, so we just send you a text letting you know we called, okay?
Okay.
Delivery dates and client responsiveness. And it's going to state that everything here is month-to-month, no contracts, okay? So after you reviewed everything, Brandy, at the bottom, it's going to have you check a box certifying you're an authorized user on the card. And it has a box for you to type your name in and hit confirm. After you do that, it's going to take you to a username and password screen. I'm emailing you and texting you your username and password now.
Okay.
All right, that was sent. I sent it via email and text, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me?
I don't think so.
It's a lot, right? Yeah. So when you log into your tracking system, too, you can always go back to your terms of experience. And if you ever have any questions with anything, just call me directly, you know?
Okay.
If I'm ever on the phone with another client, I'll always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. I'm really big on that. Okay?
Okay. And do I log in now on that part?
Well, you can. So when you log in, it's going to put you into the tracking system. And it's just so you could get used to it. You're going to see everything's pretty blank right now. They're going to get everything situated for you in your client interview with your tech.
Okay. I feel like I have to hire another person for all this.
No, that's us. That's us. So the tracking system, I tell my clients, you really only have to go on it like once a week or so. I have some clients that they barely go on it. Some go on it every day. So it's really your preference, but it's really easy to use. It just shows you all your results, like, in one convenient location.
It says I have 43 listings.
Oh, so, yeah, it doesn't, though. They have to create all that. They have to create all that. Yeah, you don't have 43 listings yet, so. Yeah, but when you click on listings, right now it won't let you click on any of them because they're not available. But once they create the listings for you, you will be able to go into every listing.
And we could change the username and password, right?
Oh, yeah. So to do that, all you do is go to settings, and it should say change password.
Okay. And then for business info, is that for everybody to see or is that just for us?
No, that's just for you guys. So what will happen, since that's a home address, we're going to hide that address online so you don't have random people showing up at your house. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay, good.
All right. So I look forward to being your account lead on this. Thank you so much for trusting us. I'll look out for that call today between 2 and 3, and that's going to come from our 877 number. I don't have anything scheduled at that time, so I should be able to call and introduce you. Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. You're welcome. All right, you're welcome. Nice to meet you.
Okay.
All right, you guys have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Congratulations you again. All right, bye.
Thank you. Bye.